This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. Earlier, I mentioned listening to the show live at 2 p.m. Eastern and the repeat of the show at 5 p.m. Eastern time. But also remember the Kelly and Company podcast. So much available to you through AMI Audio, including us via podcast using your favorite podcatcher. Just simply subscribe and you can listen to the show in its complete form. We throw an audio vanity card on the end of that, created by one of the members of the team. Also, think of the show in its segment form. Maybe you have a little bit of time, so you want to check out something from Kelly and Company and you have your favorite segment. The show's available, parceled up and available to you to listen to in segment form. Always recommend, though, the complete Kelly and Company podcast. Great way to settle back, listen to the show while doing something else. Using your favorite podcatcher, please simply subscribe. With Ramya Muthan, I'm Kelly McDonald.
Let's learn a little bit about Nelvana. Nelvana is a world-leading international producer, distributor, and licensor of children's animated and live-action content. And they announced a new initiative designed to discover, support, and mentor emerging Black artists and illustrators. So we're going to learn more about Nelvana with Athena Georgakis, head of development at Nelvana. Thank you for coming on Kelly and Company. How are you, Athena?
Very well. Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
We're very excited to talk a bit more about Nelvana and the new initiatives. So give us a brief overview of Nelvana and what your mission is, aside from what I've already covered in the intro.
That's right. I think you've covered quite a bit. So Nelvana's been around for 50 years, which is quite an anniversary for us. We're actually celebrating it this year, and we kicked off our celebrations in June. And if you've grown up in Canada watching animated television, you've likely watched a number of Nelvana animated series. We produce content in Canada for kids, primarily preschoolers, kids 6 to 11, and beyond. The majority of what we do is in animation. We have a studio in Toronto that employs around 300 people. And of course, we also produce live action content, as you said. And, you know, when we kicked off the celebrations this year of our 50th anniversary, one of the initiatives that we were so excited about was launching Nelvana and Kids Can Press, our sister company, launching the Black Write edition in this milestone year.
Oh, that's amazing. That really, really is something else. Can you give us a little bit more of the detail on what it is that, with this new initiative?
Sure. At its core, it's a talent incubator. Mm-hmm. The initiative is specifically, you know, launched by Nelvana, as I said, and Kids Can Press. And Kids Can Press is a publishing company, our sister company, and, you know, publishing dozens and dozens of titles a year, again, primarily in the preschool space. So if you've picked up a Franklin book in the last few years or decades, or a Max and Ruby book, this is the publishing company this comes from. And so we work together quite a bit in developing content. And what we realized as we were looking at our slates, our respective slates, was that there was a need for us to bring in more stories told by Black artists and Black talent. And we were just not getting enough of them. So we decided to launch this talent incubator, and it's designed to discover, support, reach out to, really, and then mentor emerging Black Canadian storytellers and illustrators. Mm. Both Black storytellers and illustrators, and I do want to say those two things aren't necessarily the same. Not every show that is created for an animated platform comes from a storyteller who can also, you know, do the design.
Right.
And
right.
The same for books. Exactly the same for books. So we've opened it up to both storytellers and illustrators. Mm. Can be two different people.
We hear, and we talk about this in our industry a lot, that people of color are finding different voices, whether, you know, in the black community, let's say, since we're in that discussion, where's that representation? So for when you guys isolated and said, hey, there is a bit of a disparity mm-hmm. here, what's going on? When you start in motion to start finding the people in question you're looking for to get to start building up that repertoire or the contacts and everything like that, can you kind of give people an idea what you found as you started looking as the challenges to finding the creators you're looking for? Because where do you start? Okay, some will say, well, obviously in probably Toronto. Yeah, but we're looking for voices from and artists and content creators from around the country.
Yeah, absolutely. The goal is to reach as many people as possible across Canada and content creators and storytellers. What we started to do first before the Black Rights Edition was launched was to carve out, a slate for ourselves in our development budget at Nelvana to develop content by Black creators. And as we were getting some submissions, and we realized, even though we were reaching out to the entertainment community that we know very well, we weren't getting that many submissions.
Yes.
And so we realized that maybe we needed to take a step further into the community across Canada to really help, you know, open the door and a path to come to Nelvana and KCT, Kids Can Press, from storytellers who've never had an entertainment background, who mm-hmm. Who maybe have been noodling a story in their minds for years, or maybe have a great story that their grandparents told them, at bedtime, or maybe it's a grandparent with a great story who wants to share.
Yeah.
And there's so many people out there, and I know this because, you know, we talk to people all the time, and people are so passionate about stories and the stories that they want to tell. There may be something there that could be built into either a television program, an animated program, or a picture book.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that is the path we wanted to create.
I'm curious, anyone tell you why they never felt confident enough or had the means, what stood in the way of them actually submitting or getting involved, sending anywhere? Why do we have the disparity?
I think the access isn't all that available. So why the disparity, I think we need to carve out the opportunity and the space for people of color, particularly in this edition of our incubator, to feel, to know who to contact and where to submit, to know that there are people behind this the screen or the website that will give them feedback, that will give them an ear, and we can talk about their content and we can explore different ways to develop that content. It is access is the biggest key. If you don't know where to go, how would you submit that, that story? Or if you don't think it's open for you,
right?
Exactly.
How do you knock on that door?
How do you become empowered?
And I think what we're saying here is we're welcoming it because we know that there are some great stories in this country that really haven't been told yet, and maybe we'll all be lucky enough to discover a couple, right?
Yeah, no, it really does speak to the marginalization of, mm-hmm. Particular communities or, immigrants mm-hmm. of the country or however you want to talk about it. But, within like the BIPOC space, you're really getting to know that. And we can always, like you said at the beginning, you look out and you say, okay, where are all these people? Why isn't anyone coming out? But then the parallels are that we're not mm-hmm. hearing and we're not seeing the representation even on these huge, gigantic scales in entertainment and arts and culture, right? So you got to start like way below that to get people involved. So can we go back to the supports that you're including in this initiative, including mentoring, and get into a little bit of that? Because I think it's awesome, the multifaceted support.
Sure. So you really have to look at this as two streams. Nelvana will be looking at stories that can come to us in written form or in video form or in design form, whatever, there's your imagination is what, there's no limit, right, to what you can submit. But what we would do once we select a few candidates, and we're still, that number is, you know, I think going to depend on the number of stories and storytellers that submit and the capacity that we have. I think we're able to go from anywhere from 3 to 5 storytellers during the course of the following months after those candidates have been selected. And what will happen after that is there'll be virtual discussions. Unfortunately, we're doing this in person. However, fortunately, there are opportunities here for someone across the country or anywhere within Canada to have these sessions with some of the members of the development team that I lead, as well as, you know, experienced storytellers, writers, and so forth within our development team. We will hone in on those stories, help that person develop their pitch, mm-hmm. really help them develop their television pitch,
yeah.
and then allow them to pitch to television executives. We're part of Corus Entertainment, which owns a number of television networks, and we work our colleagues on that end. We'll support as television executives to give feedback, to help coach this person. And then if all goes well, the other thing we'd like to do is introduce that person to other executives outside of our ecosystem, maybe even outside of Canada, where they can pitch their shows and really get to know the industry and have the industry get to know them.
I mean, it's,
that makes sense.
It's so possible that somebody's idea that you guys work on them with, develop, pitch to other places around the world. I mean, obviously some are going to take in other places more than maybe here. And that, I think, is so wonderful as you guys isolate that folks need help here. They've not had this opportunity before, and we're going to walk them through each step. I mean, so many times people get in there and, well, where's your pitch? Well, where's this? Well, there's 12 people going to come in and see and all talk at you and ask questions all at once. You know, good luck as they leave you alone to fend for your own. It's so wonderful. And for you, it must be empowering to be able to work with these folks and help people along with what some people would say, well, this is just the basic fundamentals. Yeah, well, if you've never had access to them, this is really powerful.
Absolutely. And that, look, it's for us, it's humbling and it's a privilege, because as I say, that I don't know what stories we're going to get, and that the whole industry will be better for it at the end of the day. And I also need to, you know, give you a little bit of what the Kids Can Press piece is going to be, because the publishing side is a little different. What the publishing team will be looking for is a manuscript. They want to know that the person submitting can write. Right? So they'll want to see a manuscript, and they'll want to see illustrations if you're an illustrator, and you can send that through portfolio or Instagram or whatever it is. But all of these details will be on our website, and I'll give you those details later. But the goal with the publishing side is, once again, virtual discussions, virtual coaching with Kids Can Press editors and or designers. So the group of that behind all of the books that they publish will be available to the candidate that will come through at the end of this. And once again, there'll be introductions from the publishing professionals at Kids Can Press to other areas of the publishing business. So it's a really beautiful look behind the curtain is what happens when you publish a book or when you get to that point.
Absolutely. And Athena, we'd really love to continue the conversation, but we're completely at the time to wrap up. So can you give us the website for where we can go for more information and to submit?
Simple enough. Blackwrite.ca.
Amazing. Athena, thank you so much. You've explained a lot here today, and I love the collaborations, and hopefully we can talk about more initiatives in the near future.
So exciting.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much for having me.
We were speaking with Athena Georgakis, Head of Development at Nelvana, and we were talking about their new initiative designed to discover, support, and mentor emerging Black storytellers and illustrators called Black Write.
I love when anyone's thinking of all the little things that they could do to make that difference. And, you know, we've known it with people in the disability world, Rum. You're not given an opportunity to do something. It's so wonderful when people help walk you through and recognize the areas that you might be weak on. So fantastic. And good luck to anybody getting involved. Coming up in a moment, Danielle McLaughlin is going to be speaking to disability historian and accessibility consultant Mark Bookman. about the residual effects of holding the 2020 games that just passed last month. Stick around. Conversation up next.
You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.